I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Catherine Romaine Brown. She is the author of three different books on Jack Russell Terriers. You breed Jack Russell Terriers, you love them, you train them. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I also started Russell Rescue because so many people get this dog and they don't realize they're like a loaded gun.
Yeah.
That they need a lot of output and you need to keep up with them and you need to make their lives interesting and fun.
And so some people get a Jack Russell Terrier because it's cute and it's got to be the cutest thing ever, especially when they're puppies, and then they can't handle them.
Absolutely. Or they find that they harass cats. They will stalk birds in cages and they have a lot of drive.
Now, how did you get involved with this particular breed?
I had the first one given to me and I became addicted to them after that.
And so you started, I mean, it's one thing to love them, but it's another thing to actually get involved with the breed as a breed and start writing books about it.
Yes, they actually, Howell Book House came to me. Terry Batzer, who is our director of the Jack Russell Club, our person in charge of the office, was supposed to do it, and she didn't have enough time, so I fell into it, and the first book did so well. The second book, The Courageous Companion book, came out. And then they asked me to do the third book, and there are different variants of the Jack Russell now. There's the Parson Russell Terrier and the Russell Terrier. So there's more variants, and it gets confusing for people, but I'm very much dedicated to the real Jack Russell, which is the original breed.
Now, this breed is a fairly recent breed in the history of breeds, as breeds go. What, a couple hundred years old? A
couple hundred years old. And everything about the Jack Russell was modeled after the Red Fox, the European Red Fox. Courage, tenacity, intelligence, hardiness. And they were a strain of terrier. So they were totally built for going below ground in dark earthen tunnels and evicting the fox from its den so the chase could continue.
And so they were bred for fox hunting and certainly used for that. Now people get these dogs that are bred for very strenuous work and they put them into apartments and expect them to be lap dogs. It doesn't work out so well.
Doesn't work out because if you don't give them enough to do, they find things to do that's not good. I one time got a call at midnight from somebody who wanted me to come and remove the Jack Russell from his apartment. And I said, why? What's happened? And he said, it's shedding. They shed quite a bit, and they are high-action dogs.
Now, if somebody gets a dog and they don't know that it sheds, they just don't deserve to have any kind of dog. I'm sorry.
Well, there are a lot of people that use dogs as fashion accessories, and dogs are real feeling personalities that live with us, and they are long-term relationships. This breed can live to be up to 20 years old, so your larger dogs frequently don't live as long. These dogs stay active almost to the day they put all 4 feet up in the air.
Now, when you get a Jack Russell Terrier and you are not, let's say, a hunter or a rancher or a full-time hiker or mountain guide or something, and you can take the dog out working with you 8 hours a day, what kind of activities make the dog happy?
Well, if you go to terrier trials, there are all kinds of things. It's like taking them to Walt Disney World because they can race, they can do simulated hunts, go to ground exercises below ground, and have a lot of fun. So there's things to do with them. And if you don't hunt, I would suggest agility because it uses the mind and the body of the dog very well.
What you do agility with one of your Jack Russell Terriers, what is that? What does it look like?
Well, you probably see it on Animal Planet frequently, and there are people like Greg Louganis that does agility, and the dog goes over a series of jumps and tunnels and up and down contact obstacles, dog walk, a seesaw, A-frame, and they're trained to do it, and they'll only do it if they love it, so everything is positive. It's all about positive energy and the dog listening to your body and moving as you move and you direct the dog. And they'll set up traps so the dog is best to learn the names of the obstacles so you can direct them. It's sort of a timed race around a course. It's a lot of fun and a great outlet for their energy and intelligence.
And they are very intelligent dogs.
Yes, they're very intelligent dogs, and they don't take to being bored, because if they come up with their own activities, it's not good.
Yeah, they often involve couch dissection and things like that.
Yes, interiors of cars, digging holes in the garden, so you can't let them be bored.
Yes. Yeah, I have two Jack Russell Terriers, and one of them used to just find ways to dig out of the yard, but it was so stealth that you could never find the hole. But she would get out, and she would go out, and I think she was buying pizzas, because she always came back with pizza crusts.
I have one named Zinnia that can climb a fence like a human, and I've put a top over it, everything, she can still get out.
Now, how do you do obedience training with a dog that smart and that willful?
Well, I don't know too many that are really great at obedience. They seem to like agility better, because it's a moving discipline, and I say discipline with a small d, because they still make their own choices as they go along, and they don't always qualify in the runs. But you don't see a lot of brilliant obedience Jack Russells. There are a few, but even the recall is a big thing to get from a Jack Russell, because they're very willful, and you better be interesting and have a lot of reward. It's best to train them when they're a little on the hungry side, because if you don't keep it interesting, they're going to turn the channel.
We're talking to Catherine Romaine Brown about Jack Russell Terriers. She's the author of various books on these crazy animals. Now, these dogs are, of course, terrific hunters. Are there still people who do hunt with them?
Yes. In fact, field work is an important part of the Jack Russell Terrier Club of America, where dogs are rewarded for their valor in the field. They simply have to go below ground, locate, bay, bark, or bolt the quarry. The Jack Russell was never intended to have harsh contact with the creature, the quarry below ground. They were to bay and bark and mark why the handler dug down to the quarry. So they're really, Jack Russell said of the terrier that their intelligence should keep them from such a crime. They weren't supposed to really mix with the animal they confronted below ground.
The reality is that if given half a chance, they will kill and consume any rodent of their size or less, sometimes more if they can handle it.
Yes. Well, a fox, they're bred to hunt red fox, and that's formidable quarry. So something, a lesser animal, is certainly going to get their focus.
Milk's brother hunted a porcupine, if I recall correctly.
It doesn't surprise me. There's no limits with these dogs. You really have to protect them like a 2 or 3 year old.
How are they with children?
Very well behaved children. They're very good with. I don't recommend them, nor does the Jack Russell Terrier Club of America recommend them being in households with children younger than 5, unless they're watched, and never leave a Jack Russell or any dog alone with a small child. And it's not always the Jack Russell's fault. Sometimes children can be very cruel to dogs when nobody's watching.
Like pulling their ears and things like that.
And the proud little Jack Russell is not going to put up with any kind of physical abuse.
What about with cats? What about with other non-dog pets?
Not a good idea. I mean, they'll sit and stare at a gerbil for hours thinking of ways to get in to get to them. So it's not a good idea, and it's not good to have two of the same gender together, because sometimes they will also have arguments.
Two of opposite genders sometimes have arguments, too.
Yes, they do form very strong likes and dislikes for their own. And I know when I take Twister to a competition, he's really polite now. We call it good social when he walks amid all the big, dark dogs, which he would probably put boxing gloves on if he weren't so well trained. But when he sees another Jack Russell, they frequently do this high five, how are you doing? And they'll tune into each other.
Yeah, they know this is one of my cousins.
Yes, they seem to know each other. And especially when they meet in a playing field, like in agility, they'll go, hey, it's one of mine.
So they're very smart, they're very agile, they can do training, they can do hunting. They will eat cats. They will eat gerbils. They'll also eat birds.
Birds, yes. One of my favorite stories about Jack Russells is a friend of mine had a Jack Russell that jumped up in a shrub, ate the sparrow whole, just ate it right down in a panic. That he called the veterinarian and said, "What should I do? My dog just ate an entire sparrow. It's gone." And the veterinarian mused for a moment and said, "May I suggest an orange sauce?" So you have to take these dogs with a grain of salt. And they do use them at SeaWorld. They're used to keep seagulls from landing. And so if you give them a job, they're very, very happy. Or if you keep a good schedule with them, keep that schedule with them. They like to know certain times they're going to get a walk or they're going to be played with. And if you do live in a limited space, as long as you give them 15 minutes here and there, perhaps 15 minutes in the morning or 15 minutes to a half an hour at night of intense, you playing with them, throwing a ball, throwing a frisbee, giving them yourself wholly, they will usually settle down and be great companions. But you can't ignore them. Ignoring a Jack Russell is the biggest punishment you can give them.
And they will punish you in return.
Oh, yes. I had a friend who once was traveling cross-country, and he had a few crosswords with the dog before they left. I don't know exactly what the dog did. But the dog, for about 12 hours, stared out the window and wouldn't even look at the owner.
The sulking dog. And what's funny is that there's such a strange combination of absolutely vicious killers, strong as can be, fast as can be, and then you get into the house and they look like a kind of 19th century Odalisque draped out over the couch, the laziest, most languid, sleepy dogs in the world.
They're truly hedonistic dogs. They really love comfort and they love adventure. I like to think of them as being a 21-year-old in a sports car with a lot of gears. And they're really, they're not vicious killers. They're just functional hunters. I don't like to think of them as killers. I mean, they are little clowns in thug suits. I mean, I should say they're thugs in clown suits.
Well, I mean, certain chipmunks Milk has known would certainly think of him as a vicious killer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'll swallow them whole.
Yummy.
They're treats.
It's a meat course.
Now, when Jack Russell Terriers get older, they're known for basically, first of all, living very long lives, but also really keeping their energy almost till the end. What do you have to watch for and be careful with when these dogs get older?
Sometimes they'll have hearing loss. They might get cataracts. People get cataracts. Dogs get cataracts. They might require a special diet. You do have to give them trace minerals that are very good for them. They might rotate from fish to chicken. They might have problems with losing teeth as they get older or things like that where they really need softer food. But you keep an eye on them, give them what they need, and they can live for a very long time. You have to keep them exercised and not let them be too lazy as they get older and not get overweight.
There are a lot of dog breeds that are just overbred, and dogs with hip dysplasia problems and dogs with gastric problems that are a result of overbreeding. That hasn't happened with Jack Russells, as I understand.
No, they're a strain, and they do have other breeds in their background, and we're proud to say that they are a strain, where there's no need now to breed other breeds into the Jack Russell because there's a large enough gene pool now where it's not necessary. But in England, they would, in the past, breed another breed in when they needed perhaps a little hardness added to the hunting if the dog got too soft. And there are styles of working. And a hard terrier is the one that will pursue a cat, and a soft terrier is the one that will sleep with a cat. So there are different styles, and so they were breeding different breeds in, but that's not done anymore.
What were some of the breeds that were bred in the past?
Well, the Dachshund, which you can see the influence sometimes in. The Beagle was actually in the past. The Italian Greyhound, the miniature Greyhound, was in the background. But now they've evolved, and there's really no need to add other breeds in.
Any other things that people should know when they're considering getting a dog, getting a Jack Russell Terrier, about living with them, about their care, about these dogs?
Well, it's a little like the Brady Bill. I'd suggest that you take 3 days. Think about it, read about the breed, study the breed, go to the Jack Russell Terrier Club of America's website. You can get a lot of information right from that website at terrier.com.
Terrier.com. Somebody bought a domain name early on.
Yes, and there's a lot of information there. There's even a small test to see whether you are actually a good match for a Jack Russell.
And apartment living in an urban setting is just not a good match, whereas country or even suburban living where there's at least a yard seems to be kind of the criterion.
Containment's very important because they will take off. And they have been known to stay below ground for up to 2 weeks without food or water if they are hunting. And there have been cases I myself have had to have a dog dug out. I wasn't out hunting, but the dog discovered a fox below ground and went below ground, and it required a backhoe to get my two dogs out.
Good heavens.
Yes. And the founder of the Jack Russell Terrier Club of America, Elsa Crawford, had to dig up her pipes that went her whole drainage system from her house out because her dog went up in the narrow pipes.
And you couldn't just
No, and you can't find them.
Oh, goodness. I was going to say, just hold cooked liver at the entrance to the...
No. No, as they are single-minded, if they are working, they are at work.
Catherine Romaine Brown is the author of several books on Jack Russell Terriers, and we're lucky enough to have her as she is visiting Santa Fe. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.